time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? Happy September. Happy start of the fall season. Everything's kicking off this week, or has kicked off by the time you're listening to me. Good stuff, early goings, but happy to get going. September, we've got 4 months left in the year. Incredible that we've gotten to this point. And I am going to get out of the way. I mean, first, I want to thank Moynihan Lumber, a great sponsor. We want to talk about some really, really cool stuff today. And we're getting the goods from Bridget Morris, Andover field hockey coach. She's going to be after the break. And hey, look, I've had her on the last 2 years after the season because they finished in the state finals just shy with back-to-back losses to Walpole. I'm like, I'm not weighing this year. We're going to mix things up. We're going to get Coach Morris. She's in her third year now. All she knows is state finals as a coach. But forget that. We're going to talk about the season, the expectations. We're going to give them, the Andover field hockey team, new vibes, right? This is the year they're going to get over that hump. And I know they're not looking ahead that far. I am, but they're not. And you'll hear that in the interview, too. So they're opening up this weekend, Saturday, at home against Beverly, a team they beat in the Sweet 16 of Division I last year. So we'll get to that. And then after, we'll just gab a little Merrimack Valley sports at the end. So one and only guest of the show, Bridget Morris, after the break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hey everyone, Dom Nicastro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk here. Listen up. Phil and Corey Sports World and Saugus, they're still going with these huge appearances from these crazy popular Boston area sports figures. And it's happening all at Sports World in Saugus. Two huge appearances coming up, as we've told you before. And you've heard it here first on the North Shore Sports Desk. First, on Tuesday night, September 9th, head over to Kowloon Restaurant for the first ever local appearance of Patriots number one draft pick, Will Campbell. That's right. He'll be signing from 7 to 9 p.m. Autographs are $89, inscriptions $20, and photo ops just $69. Space is very limited, so don't wait. Then, later in the month, Saturday, September 28th, former Boston Bruin and Philadelphia Flyer Joe Watson comes to Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus. You know that place, Route 1 South. Noon to 2 p.m., he'll be signing his brand new book, Thundermouth, plus photos and pucks. Get all the details at sportsworld-usa.com. That's sportsworld-usa.com or call 781-233-7222. That's Phil and Corey Sports World, New England's New England's largest sports memorabilia shop, where the biggest names in sports meet the biggest fans. And guess what? I've seen the Kevin Millar, Dan Shaughnessy appearance. Kevin Millar was awesome. I saw so many pictures that happened recently last week. So it was a big hit, big stuff happening at Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus. Check it out. Don't miss all the fun. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, back at it. The fall season has begun, and we are starting with Andover field hockey coach, third year at the helm as the varsity coach, Bridget Morris. What's going on, coach?
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Good. Yeah, we're flipping the script. Forget November and state final talk. We're getting, maybe even December we've had you on, but we're starting in September, first day of September, no games played yet. And you have earned the opportunity to come on and talk about what's going to happen, not what happened. So here we go. Saturday, everything opens up. Who and when and what's going to happen in game one?
Yeah, we've got our first game Saturday. We're at home, which I like. We're playing Beverly, which we actually played them in the state tournament last year. So I think that's going to be a good game. It's always nice to go back and see someone right after you've ended their season. So that'll be fun. Yeah.
You're like, who can we play that's really, really going to want to beat us?
And
like,
yeah.
Let's throw Beverly.
No, and they asked to play us, which I respect immensely.
Yeah, that is cool. So Beverly was actually calling it up here. So they were 16-2 last year, and you guys played them in, it looks like the Elite Eight, is it? Last year? Sorry, 16.
It was a 16, yeah.
Yep. And then Belmont was the Elite Eight. Nice win. Mm-hmm. Beat Wellesley. And then we know what happens in the finals. You play them every year.
Yeah.
Walpole, 2-0 loss in the state championship. But we're not going to talk about that yet. We'll talk about what's ahead of us. So let's start with captains. You guys name captains yet?
Yeah, I typically do that. I have the kids vote towards the end of the season. Well, it's kind of fresh in their minds because I like to talk to them about it too. Like, you know, we do different things. Sometimes I'll do three, sometimes I'll do four, and then I'll typically announce right after, like the Boston Globe does All-Stars and stuff. Cause I'm kind of like, okay, that season's over. Now it's the next season. And then I think it gives them a good amount of time to get a handle on what the expectation is.
Yeah.
But I've got three kids that have been, two of them have been with us at least playing up on varsity, if not on varsity for 4 years. And then one of them's been on the team for 3 years. So they got a good amount of tenure.
Yeah, that's amazing. And how many are there and who are they?
We have three, and we've got Ella Sewell, Avery Pitts, and Shannon Paul.
Nice. All seniors?
All seniors.
Yeah, that's sweet. What stands out about that trio?
They are very responsible. I've been very happy with them so far. They've been on top of making sure that we have the balls and making sure that the nets are set up and making sure that practice is starting without me even having to talk to the team, which for, you know, 2 weeks in, I'm thrilled.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool to like arrive at a practice field and then like, they're already in it.
Yeah. No, they're coming up to me. They're like, where are your keys? You're holding us up. And I'm like, okay, sorry.
So let's see. So this senior class, that is a crew that has been back-to-back state final losses, but as sophomore against Walpole, but as sophomores, they won it.
Freshmen, they won.
Freshmen, they won it. That's right. They've lost in sophomore and junior. Now they're seniors. Correct. So they don't know anything else other than this senior class doesn't know anything else other than state finals.
Yeah, which is funny because I say that to them now because I'm like, you owe me until Thanksgiving now. Like this is our season.
Yeah, no, right. Oh, 100%. And, you know, is there, I mean, it's early to tell, but do you feel the hunger there of back-to-back state final defeats? Do you feel that this team is on like a super focused mission to get back and get it done, even though we're looking ahead 20 games?
I would say to an extent I do. And I think that comes from like that preparedness that I've seen. I would say a healthy amount of trying to rein that in because I don't want them focusing on that. I want them focusing on practice tomorrow or our game on Saturday. So they know better than to say it to me, but they say it to each other. You know, the parents say it. I know that they're thinking about it, but it's not necessarily what I want them focused on.
Yeah. 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 And they know the playbook to get there. You know, yeah. They know it's a long haul. It's not like they're just, their minds are in the state final right now. You know, they know what it takes. They know the preseason is a lot of work. They know the months before the season is a heck of a lot of work. And would you say that mix of your girls are a lot of, you know, field hockey in the off season, like competitive leagues, like what kind of percentage of them do that versus they're so busy they do other sports too?
I would say it's a good mix. I mean, I would say it probably leans more towards other sports. I've got a good amount of kids that play hockey, a good amount that play lacrosse. And then I've got a couple that like field hockey is their thing and they do club and they focus on it. Yeah. And I don't think it matters either way. For example, Shannon is all field hockey, but Avery and Ella are both three sport athletes. And I think they all do just as much and just as well. But they do a really good job in the summer of coming together, and they always do a summer league and they do camp and they do captain's practices. So they're good with that.
Yeah. And so many players recently have gone on and done great things in college. Any of the current crew locked up any signings? Hockey?
So Shannon Paul, I think maybe last spring, decided on Bentley. So we're really excited for her.
That's amazing. So she's got that future lined up. That's awesome. Who's coming after you guys in the Merrimack Valley? Everyone.
I would say it feels like everyone. So, I mean, there's been some coaching changes, which I'm always excited about. We had our MVC play day the other day. Mm-hmm. So I got to, you know, scope out a couple of things. I actually thought Methuen looked really good, and I know they have a new coach. Their old coach, Kristen, I thought she was awesome. And I mean, she would do everything. She'd get eighth graders and she would do everything she could to make that team work. And I thought they looked pretty good. I've always got, you know, Central, Chelmsford, North Andover in my eye line. So we'll see.
Yeah. Central last year, 15-2-1, sixth seed. Behind you guys as the four seed, 15-2-1. And then working down, Chelmsford was 10-6-2, 19. And North Andover 8-9-1. So you had those four teams, you know, in the top in the playoffs. And Lowell snuck in too, at 9-8-1, it looks like. So when's the Merrimack Valley open up? Is that next week?
I think it's next week. I think I can't think past Monday, but I'm pretty sure we might have North Andover now. North Andover the week after, maybe.
Okay. And how about, you know, besides Beverly, who'd you put on the non-league schedule this year? Who can we expect to see?
I'm going to play Uxbridge again, which I'm always excited about. They're, in my opinion, the best team in the state. I mean, I think their coach is awesome. I think they're disciplined. I really enjoy playing them. I think it's probably the only time I've ever enjoyed losing a game. And I say that lightly. I didn't enjoy it, but at least I learned something. I got Uxbridge on. We're playing St. Mary's. We played them last year, which they got a lot of good hockey kids. So I think they're going to do some good things.
Yeah.
What
division is Uxbridge?
They were four. They just moved to three. Wow. So they're going to be in with Watertown this year, which I think a lot of people are excited to see how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Watertown's won 100 in a row. You know,
I just read it in the Globe. It's 97. So they're going for 100.
Yeah. I mean, they're just incredible.
Yeah.
So they'll be clashing in D3, those two teams. Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be a really, really good fight this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel field hockey like more than any sport. Like, we should get all the state champs together.
I know people say that. They say a super eight. I mean, I don't have a strong opinion either way, but I think that would be cool to see at least.
Yeah. Yeah. You throw Uxbridge in there, Watertown, you guys, you know, Walpole. I mean, my goodness, that would be a fun, fun tournament.
Yeah.
Hard to break out of the power rankings right now. It seems to be working okay. You know, the top four-ish always seem to be in the semis or so roughly. Mm-hmm. Seems to be working out, right? Power rankings?
The first 2 years, it almost worked out perfectly. I would say last year it was a little funny. I think people have started to figure out how to play with like their schedules a little bit. Yeah. But I think to your point, yeah, overall it works out. I mean, I've felt they were accurate, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to be pretty consistent. And you know, as far as the team on paper, coach, is it leaning towards a strength that's different than years past you've seen, or is it kind of in the same arena?
We definitely have a little bit different this year. Like, we're playing around with a different formation. It's actually the same formation we used to play when Emma Riley was on the team a couple years ago. And I just think we have some players that will fit better in that as opposed to our normal formation. So I think that's going to be interesting, but we kind of instill the same fundamentals year after year. Like, we try not to do anything fancy. It's just play hard, play strong, play smart. And we tend to stick with that.
Yeah. And program wise, how many teams overall, like the sub teams, is it a junior varsity and freshman or just a JV?
We have all three teams. Nice. And we've got a good amount of kids. We had a small freshman group this year, but we were able to pick up some sophomores that got cut from soccer. So I've got, I think, 20 on my JV team and 14 or 15 on my freshman team. Wow. So we've got, I think, 52 kids, which I'm happy about.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much on par with years past, like that 50, low 50s number. Or
we usually would get like 10 more freshmen. So it's been the freshmen that we've had a shortage of, but the freshmen that we've had have stuck with it. So we haven't been like losing, like typically we'll lose 5 or 6 sophomores. I think we lost one freshman that played last year. Everyone else came back. So
Okay. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. And what's the dynamics there? Is there any concerns about that lower freshman class, or is it just kind of something that happens?
I'm really not sure. I don't know if it's sports in general. I know that everyone else is struggling. A lot of teams in our league can't even get a JV anymore. So I think maybe it's just sports in general.
Yeah.
But we've been really good about, like, we'll say at the fall sports meeting, anyone want to play field hockey? If you get cut, come over. We'll take you.
Love it.
We'll teach you how to play. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, heck yeah. But three teams, that's really nice and healthy.
Yeah.
And you need a staff for that. So tell me a little bit about your staff.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question, because we had some changes this year.
Oh, cool.
So Sam Shea, she was the freshman coach for a couple of years. And then ever since I've been varsity coach, she's been the JV coach, but she actually just took the head coaching job in Haverhill.
Mm.
And then in like a weird mix of things, Callie Joseph, who was the assistant there, she had also applied for the head coaching job and didn't get it. And I heard that and I was like, hey, do you want to come coach in Andover? So Callie came, so we did a little coach swap.
Switcheroo, yeah.
Yeah, which I'm really excited about her. Her aunt was the Haverhill coach for a really long time. So Coach Noon had kind of got us in contact because they knew each other.
Yeah.
So really excited about Callie. She played in college. I mean, she's obviously an NBC girl, which we love. And then coaching with me, I've got Laura Reed, who was Laura Dimitrik. So she and I played together. She was the captain of the first Andover team to ever win a state championship.
Mm.
She played at Northeastern. She was the Brooks head coach, but then she had a baby. So I grabbed her too.
Nice.
And then we have Mark Stoneman, who's our freshman coach. And he's from England. So he played in England as a child and then moved here. And he was actually a student coach at High Point when he was in college. So he was a goalie. So he's been awesome with our goalies.
Yeah, that's amazing. Is that English dynamic? Do they have like the men playing field hockey a lot, or is that?
Yeah, internationally, it's a pretty popular men's sport. It's really just here that it isn't.
Oh, okay. Interesting dynamic there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the guys, we just aren't coordinated enough for field hockey. It's too much work.
I mean, they're USA field hockey's trying. I think the men's team just qualified. I don't know what for, but I know they just qualified for something. So they're trying. Okay. But it's just
trying to catch up to the rest of the world. Like,
yeah,
but
it's hard.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, lots to cover. And don't get me wrong, I expect to have you back on the show later in the fall. But I just wanted to get this vibe different, you know, going and see if we can give you guys a little boost.
No, so, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So it's Saturday is the opener, Beverly at home. What time is that one?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. at home. Nice time. And man, right off the gate, right off the bat, big test for Division I caliber tournament team. And wish the Warriors the best of luck. Bridget Morris, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, Moynihan Lumber has a solution. Take a look at a wide selection of energy-efficient Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Bridget Morris, Andover field hockey coach. Good stuff all around. Let's get talking about football, because this is the week that some teams will open. Some teams will open this week. In fact, Chelmsford today is opening up at 4:30 p.m. against Haverhill at Haverhill Stadium. So there's a Merrimack Valley opener tonight, or today-ish, 4:30 p.m. This is technically a non-league game. So Chelmsford and Haverhill going at it today. What's happening outside of that? Let's see. Methuen, when do they start up? Methuen football. Friday night. This is a non-league game. This will be at Methuen against Marshfield. A great matchup. Friday night, 7 p.m. So we'll see how Methuen can kick things off. Let's go over to North Andover. Of course, we know they have a new coach. North Andover is at Westford Academy on Friday night, 5 p.m. So on the road, North Andover starting things up, and they got Methuen the week after. So that's going to be a big one. How about Bill Ricca? Let's look at what Bill Ricca is doing with their new coach, Sean Terrio. They are not opening up this week. They're just home against Masco on Friday, September 12th. So we'll look forward to that one. Who else we got on the docket? How about Drakett? What's Drakett doing for football opener? Drakett is hosting a Dover Sherbourne non-league game Friday night, 7 p.m. Going around the horn. How about our friends Tewksbury, who's always been solid lately? Tewksbury Redmond, what are they doing? They're going on the road to Winthrop. What a game that is. Winthrop, tough NEC team. We'll be trying to keep track of the Merrimack Valley versus Northeastern Conference this year, our two little shows in our little sports desk world here. At Winthrop, Tewksbury is Friday night at 6:30. Looking forward to that one for sure. And Lowell football, we're hearing some good things out of Lowell. We'll see what they can do there at 6:30 against Greater Lowell Tech. What's that like? Texas versus Texas A&M. So Lowell is at Cauley Stadium. So they're hosting. That'll be Greater Lowell Tech Thursday night, tonight, 6:30 p.m. When does Lowell play Central? They don't. I don't think they do. So, but Methuen should, we know that. North Andover should. So what about Central Catholic? It's weird how they split up the Valley this year. So North Andover is not playing Central. Andover has to be, right? Andover opens up next week on the road at Wellesley. Tough challenge to begin things for Andover and its new coach. Friday, September 12th, 6 p.m. on the road against Wellesley. Central Catholic, Andover plays on the 24th of October, and Central Catholic is opening up Saturday, 1:30, on the road at Archbishop Stepanek. The heck is that? Is that a new team? Not Archbishop Williams anymore? Who knows? They already got a win under their belt, looks like Archbishop Stepanek does. Or is that even from another state? It could be. Could be a total other state. That's Saturday, September 6th at 1:30 p.m. Set your clocks. 1:30 p.m. And Archbishop Stepanek is in White Plains, New York. Yeah, I thought so. Okay, yeah, well, Archbishop changed their name to Williams from Stepanek. No, totally in White Plains, New York. So they're taking a little bit of a road trip there. I'm imagining they're probably getting hotels, and we'll see if this counts. Sometimes the games count towards the MIAA rankings. I don't know how they figure that math out, but they do. So that's pretty much it. That's the full docket, mostly, and we'll be tracking football, obviously, in the Valley and other sports. So happy things have gone off to a good start. We're looking forward to it. We're here every week, Thursday mornings. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.